The unfulfilled desire for proper entertainment. The unfulfilled desire for proper entertainment scenario. Hey, how is it going? What do you want to do today? I don't know. What can we even do? Well, how about playing some of that game we have been slaving over for the past few months? Nah. I think we need something new and refreshing. Something that we can keep having fun that feels satisfying. Is there anything out that we can purchase together like that? There is that one game, but the cost is rather expensive. I hear that it's pretty fun though. Is that all there is? There are other options, but the reviews are mixed and I'm not sure we would like either of those. Forget it. Let's just continue playing the game we have until something eventually comes out. What is wrong with entertainment content? The scenario above has definitely been an instance that has occurred over many generations. However, in today's standards, this kind of conversation plagues consumers on a daily basis. Consumers find themselves unmotivated or unhappy with their current purchases of entertainment, always seeking newer and fresher things to enjoy within months. Video games, movies, episodic television series, and so on are all showing content that does not fulfill satisfaction. In the YouTube video, Why AAA Games Are Boring Now, presented by Robocost, the reason the satisfaction is not hitting you with newer entertainment today is because you have already experienced the firsts of everything. Upon experiencing something new, the emotional and euphoria that you once had cannot be obtained again so easily. Entertainment today is forcibly trying to give you a new experience. Instead of creating content that would be fun and experimental, most entertainment companies standardize their content based on data science. In a rough overview, YouTube video Data Analytics in Media and Entertainment, Data Science Daily, Episode 3, Data Trained, presented by Data Trained, explains that data science is being used in all facets of the entertainment industry. While data science is nothing new and has been used for many years, the use of the science within the entertainment industry has accelerated content. Data science is being used to dictate consumer insights and thoughts about content. In other words, statistics and numbers replace the organic opinions of consumers to drive the entertainment industry with their new content. Any new content that is provided to the consumer is being done by logistics and computerized readings to match corporate expectations. Ultimately, your entertainment content is a pre-generated blueprint reading based on data. Is that not exciting? What can you do to fill the desire? But the problems of entertainment do not stop with simple firsts or data that leave you unsatisfied. There is more at stake here to understand. Let's take a moment to reflect on the last decade or two from today. Answer the following question. Are you happier with the entertainment of today than you were years ago? If you answered yes, then congratulations. There is nothing more to say as today's standards meet your expectations. If you answered no, then the follow-up question is, why? Your personal enjoyment should be taken into account and you should not be influenced by the general population's opinions. Maybe the better course of action is to create content that will entertain you personally, since the content nowadays cannot seem to satisfy you. Writing your own novel, building your own video game, or filming your own movie are several ways to create your own content. They do not need to be quality made at first, but just something that fills the gap of your loss of enjoyment. By creating your own content, You are free to choose how and what happens. There is also the possibility of referencing moments of entertainment that you liked and putting your own twist in the mix. Regardless, the point here is that you need to find your own enjoyment in things, even if that means creating your own content. Who knows? You might create content that could satisfy others in the long run.